Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, congratulations to Princess Eugenie and husband Jack Brooksbank on the birth of their baby boy. The couple shared a photo of the baby's hand on Eugenie's Instagram page, although there weren't any captions. Uncle Charles tweeted, "Congratulations to Her Royal Highness Princess Eugenie and Jack Brooksbank on the birth of their son." Royal watchers say that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle congratulated the couple privately, something that warranted all articles in some of the tabloids. At the time of this recording, the newborn's name has yet to be shared publicly. Such a delay is a royal tradition. Royal expert Victoria Arbiter explains, "The reasoning is perhaps twofold. On one hand, there's a desire to inform the families before a public declaration is made, and any new parent appreciates having a little private time to get to know their new addition before the onslaught of announcements. Royals, however, also have to consider the great responsibility in naming a new member of the family, and I expect they want to be 100% certain of their choice before announcing the name and sealing the baby's place in history." There was, of course, an official statement which read, "Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well." Vanity Fair reports that Meghan and Harry surprised a poetry class. Over the weekend, Meghan and Harry joined a youth poetry class over Zoom to honor Black History Month. The class was organized by Get Lit, a literacy organization that promotes reading through engagement with poetry. "Guess who surprised our poetry class this weekend? It was the best weekend ever," the organization wrote on Instagram. "Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, were magic and kind and interested in poetry." They said Meghan also shared a few of her favorite lines of poetry. In the screenshot from the class that showed the students' surprised faces, Meghan and Harry's name on the chat was displayed as D-O-S. "They discussed deep things like racism and importance of listening to one another," wrote the organization's founder, Diane Luby Lane, in an email to HuffPost. "They took music suggestions from the poets and said it would be their dinner playlist. They both listened so deeply to every word of the three poems that they heard," she added. "After they left, one of the poets started crying and said, 'I need someone to explain what just happened right now.'" According to Mason Granger, one of the teachers who led the class, Meghan and Harry took the time to study the students' bios before they joined in. In an Instagram comment, he mentioned that they also took suggestions for a playlist. Meghan mentioned Joni Mitchell, and one of the kids gave her a song recommendation. "It was cool," he wrote. "It was wild and low-key at the same time." Robert Jobson told Us Weekly that the royals aren't going to like the upcoming biopic starring Kristen Stewart as Diana. "They won't like it, but they would have expected it. It is the truth. It's going to be 25 years in 2022 since she died. I'm 56 now. I was kind of a young man covering the story at the time, but I knew her as a person," he explained, adding that he does believe it's inevitable that the royals won't like the biopic at all. He believes the way that Stewart portrays Diana is incredibly important. "I think the most important thing is how well the actress can interpret the role. We all have to wait and see on that. As for the photographs of her, I thought she looked remarkably like the photograph of Diana. Having seen someone who has met Diana and knew her fairly well, I thought it was uncanny, really. But we'll just have to see. I think what's more important is the authenticity of the portrayal. And we'll have to see how that develops, because my understanding is it's going to be a good script and it's going to be a good premise, but it might not necessarily have actually happened in the way that they're saying." Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Sun writes, royal husband Mike Tyndall has, without a doubt, embarrassed the royal family after claiming furlough cash for his business, a royal finances expert has said. The ex-sportsman, who is thought to be worth several million pounds, was said to have caused reputational damage to the monarchy by David McClure, author of Royal Privilege, The Queen's True Worth. He said, "The royal family is all about good optics. That's what they do. It's all ceremony. It's all image. It's all promotion. This does cause some reputational damage to the royal family, and I think the situation is slightly embarrassing for the royal family, without a doubt." Accounts for his firm, Kimball Trading Limited, filed in December, state, "The outbreak of COVID-19 and subsequent restrictions imposed have led to a number of events in 2020 being cancelled. The company has taken advantage of all available government aid in order to support the business and its employees through the crisis." According to the accounts, the company has only one member of staff believed to be Tyndall himself. It also appears on a government list of firms using the furlough scheme, which pays 80% of a worker's salary. Tory MP Nigel Mills said, "It's a bit rich for Mike Tyndall to be taking money from the public purse. Under normal circumstances, Mike Tindall appears to make most of his money through share dividends and interest-free loans from his company. Over the years, he has borrowed nearly £330,000, and every year he adds to this debt. It's a way of taking money out of the business while paying less tax in the short term. He will also pay himself a small salary, small enough that he won't have to pay national insurance on it, probably around £730 a month. The furlough scheme will pay 80% of that salary, so he's probably getting around £584 a month. What he's done is not illegal, and is similar to what many small businessmen have done during this pandemic. But I guess most of them don't have the resources and connections he does. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.